Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord Christ. Let's spend a little time this morning exploring that simple but very profound saying, I am the good shepherd. I, without getting technical about the language, especially the Greek language, understand that the word I in this passage is emphatic. It emphasizes the I. It's in contrast to really everyone else. I, Jesus, whose very name means salvation. I, Jesus, whose coming was prophesied from ancient times. The Son of the Virgin, born in Bethlehem, baptized by John, the Son of God, sent from the Father's bosom. I, Jesus, who have lived among you for these 30 years or so, but whose origins are from of old. I, Jesus, who have healed your sick and cast out your demons and fed the 5,000. I, Jesus, who have welcomed sinners into my company, tax collectors, prostitutes, public sinners, calling them to repentance and faith in the good news that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I, Jesus, the Christ, who came from God and am returning to God, am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Not I was, or I will be, or I will be for a time, or I want to be. I am. You know the Old Testament significance of that phrase, I am who I am. And throughout the Gospel of John, all 8 times, Jesus says those words, I am, he means it, with all its Old Testament significance. I am who I am. As he says in John chapter 8, before Abraham was, I am. Or, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the door of the sheep. And here, I am the good shepherd. I am, and nothing can change it. Believe it or don't believe it. Trust in me or don't trust in me. It doesn't change the fact that I am. This one word of Jesus stands immovable against the whole world, especially today's world, that thinks it can make up its own truth, its own God, its own right and wrong, its own path to salvation. But there is no other God. There is no other Lord. There is no other Savior, no other truth. No other reality, only Jesus. I am. In the Greek language, the word order is a little different. It's just how they do it. Literally, Jesus says, I am the shepherd, the good one. I am the shepherd. Not a shepherd, but the shepherd, as in the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, from Psalm 23. Here, Jesus identifies himself as none other than the Lord, Yahweh himself, who promised in the Old Testament, David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. And again, behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Well, the title shepherd implies that Jesus has sheep under him, sheep to tend, human sheep, sinners descended from sinners who don't deserve his help, who, like sheep, have gone astray, each one turning to his own way, as Isaiah said, and as St. Peter said also in today's epistle. Sheep who, on their own, would be lost forever, who cannot well survive without a shepherd, but need to be tended, need to be protected, need to be led and guided. Not smart creatures, not wise, not especially beautiful or even useful. Sheep that don't matter to anyone in the world except to their shepherd. To him they are precious, worth rescuing, even worth dying for. I am the shepherd, Jesus says, the good one, not the bad one. The bad one who lies, who leads the sheep astray, who fails to provide for them, who abandons them in times of danger. Not the bad one, like the hireling, as you heard in the gospel, who cares nothing for the sheep, who leaves when the wolf approaches. Not the bad one, like most of the greedy priests and false prophets and self-righteous Pharisees who had gone before Jesus. Already in the Old Testament, God complained about the shepherds, the bad ones. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Lord. Is there something wrong with the speaker? I hear something, sorry. I am the shepherd, Jesus says, the good one. Jesus says, he is the one who has good in mind for his sheep, not bad. The one who always does what is right for them, what is good, what is helpful, who always tells them the truth, who always leads them on the right path. But most of all, Jesus is the good shepherd because, as he says, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Literally, he lays his life or lays down his life for the sheep. He places his life, his very soul, between the sheep and the danger that threatens them. And the danger that threatens them is the righteous judgment of God against sinners. Not that God himself is against the sheep. This is the same God who sent Jesus into the world to save the world. But we were all subject to condemnation in God's divine courtroom, guilty before God's holy law, and rightly accused by it and by the accuser, Satan. We were all going to die for our sins and die eternally. And so the Good Shepherd placed himself on the altar of sacrifice as the once-for-all offering for sin, so that the sheep could go free. But now sin, death, and the devil cannot harm the good shepherd or his sheep anymore. He's risen from the dead. And his words are just as true today as they were on the day he spoke them so long ago. I am the good shepherd. And as the good shepherd, Jesus says, I know my sheep. These are the sheep who have been given to him by his Father from all eternity. The elect who will hear the gospel, repent and believe in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, be justified by faith, sanctified in love, whom he will preserve in the faith through their use of the means of grace, who will pray, struggle, bear the cross, and reach their heavenly goal with him as their shepherd leading them, their Savior. He knows who they are because his own Holy Spirit is the one who has called them by the gospel and brought them into his sheepfold. He knows who they are because he himself, in unity with the Father and the Holy Spirit, has committed himself to their care in the waters of holy baptism, where he claimed them as his own dear children. And he will give them eternal life. But more than that, he knows his sheep. He knows what each one is like. He knows the story of each one, the good and the bad. He knows just what they need. And he knows the plans he has for them. And even as he knows his sheep, he says, I am known by my own. So you don't have to wonder, am I one of those sheep that Jesus is talking about? Did he choose me from eternity? I just have no idea. I kind of hope so, but I don't know. He says, I am known by my own. Well, do you know Jesus as the Holy Scriptures have revealed him? Not some Jesus you've made up, but the one you've heard about throughout the Holy Scriptures. Is that the Jesus you know? Do you hear his voice in the preaching of the gospel and trust in him as the good shepherd, as he says he is? Have you been baptized in his name? Do you receive his body and blood in the Holy Sacrament with a believing heart? That's what it is to know Jesus. But as he says, there are some who have not yet heard his voice, but who will. Some who do not yet know him, but some who yet will. He says, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus is looking into the future with those words. Even as he was calling sinners to repentance and faith in him during his earthly ministry, so now he sees himself carrying on a ministry that will last until the end of time, all the way up until he comes again at the last day. He sees himself, the good shepherd, going out, speaking to his sheep, and gathering them into his flock. But how would he do it? He would do it through this ministry of the word that he assigned, through preaching and teaching, as the prophet Ezekiel also prophesied. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them and bring them back to their folds. And they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. I will set up shepherds over them. You know that the word pastor means shepherd. And this is what God was talking about, how Christ would give some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, as Paul writes to the Ephesians, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The Good Shepherd continues to gather his flock and shepherd his flock through the ministry of the Word, just as real, just as true as when he himself was walking on the earth. And we have his promise that his work as shepherd through the ministry also cannot fail. His flock will be gathered, his church will be built, and there will be one flock, one shepherd, one holy Christian and apostolic church, with Christ himself as the head, as the good shepherd who comforts and counsels and corrects his sheep through the preaching of the word until he comes again in glory to gather his flock safely out of this world and to guide it into the new heavens and the new earth, the home of righteousness. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord Christ. So center your life around Christ the good shepherd. Continue to hear his word and to receive his sacraments and to support this ministry of the word with your prayers and offerings, because through you, the church, this is how the good shepherd shepherds until he comes again, so that the flock of our good shepherd may grow, both internally and externally, according to his good will and purpose. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.